When we talk about high oil costs, we usually quote the figures in barrels. What does a barrel cost? And we wondered, do oil companies really still put oil in barrels? That's an explainer question. Here's Slate's Daniel Engber.
Not anymore. Classic wooden barrels were in widespread use only at the very beginning of the industry's history. When Edwin Drake drilled the first oil well in Titusville, Pennsylvania in 1859, he used washtubs for storage. But production was greater than expected, and Drake turned to the wooden barrels used to transport other products, such as salt, oysters, or whiskey. At the time, customers paid by the barrel, but there was no standard size. The barrel most commonly used for oil was 40 gallons, the same size as a whiskey barrel. In fact, many oilmen used old whiskey barrels. As production increased, a standardized oil barrel became more important, both for businessmen and for government tax collectors. Some wells were putting out more than 3,000 barrels of oil per day, and coopers were producing large numbers of brand new containers just for oil. By the 1870s, the size of an oil barrel had been set at 42 gallons. But the wooden barrel was already on the way out. The high cost of transporting barrels led to the development, in the 1860s, of the first oil pipeline by Samuel Van Sickle. The pipeline connected the boom town of Pit Hole, Pennsylvania, with a rail terminal at Happy Farm. Today, the vast majority of oil is moved by pipeline and in much larger tanks. But the 42-gallon barrel is still a standard unit of measurement in the oil industry. Other units, such as cubic meters or imperial gallons, can be easily converted to the U.S. barrel. Though barrels may be close to extinct, companies still ship some oil in 55-gallon steel drums. The steel drums used in calypso music are made from these 55-gallon containers. The first musical steel drum appeared in Trinidad, shortly after the end of World War II.
That explainer from Slate's Daniel Engber.